नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, विश्व हिंदू परिषद इंटरनेशनल प्रेसिडेंट प्रवीण तगोरिया हैज बीन अनट्रेसेबल सिंस मॉर्निंग आफ्टर राजस्थान पुलिस टीम लैंडेड इन अहमदाबाद टू अरेस्ट हिम फॉर हिज इन्वॉल्वमेंट इन एन ओल्ड मर्डर केस। The VHP claimed that the Hindutva leader who was given Z+ security cover was detained by the Rajasthan police, but cops denied it and said they had no clue about his whereabouts. Four teams have been formed to trace the Hindutva leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held comprehensive talks on strategic issues with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu and invited his country's defense firms to India for co-production, asking them to take advantage of the liberalized FDI norms. Netanyahu, who is on a historic 6-day visit to India, called Modi a revolutionary leader as the two countries inked 9 pacts to boost cooperation in key areas such as cybersecurity and gas and oil after extensive delegation-level talks. A couple of weeks ahead of Netanyahu's visit, India had scrapped a $500 million deal with Israeli company Rafael Advanced Defense Systems Limited for 8,000 Spike anti-tank guided missile. The Israeli side is believed to have been upset with the sudden announcement, and it took some explaining on the part of the MEA to be able to soothe ruffled feathers. The latest weapon in the VHP's arsenal is a network of spies who work as restaurant employees across Western UP. We have had great success in stopping the scourge of love jihad in Western UP. This is primarily because we get information as soon as we hear about a potential relationship between a suspicious Muslim man and a Hindu girl. They don't know how we get information before they do, said a beaming Vivek Premi, HP convener of Shamli, Muzaffarnagar and Baghpat districts. Posters depicting Rahul Gandhi as Lord Rama slaying Prime Minister Narendra Modi, portrayed as ten-headed heaven, have appeared at the former's parliamentary constituency in Uttar Pradesh's Amethi. Things heated up along the line of control on Monday after the Indian Army killed 7 Pakistani soldiers on the line of control in retaliatory action in Kashmir's Poonch district. On December 19, during the winter session of Parliament, the government informed the Lok Sabha that Pakistan had violated the ceasefire along the line of control a total of 771 times. This was a 230% spike from 2016. With ceasefire violations along the heavily militarized LOC becoming the norm rather than the exception, is the 2003 ceasefire agreement effectively dead? A month after Afrazul Khan, a migrant worker from Bengal's Malda, was killed in Rajasthan's Rajsamand district, his family is alleging a larger conspiracy behind the murder. The victim's relatives allege that Afrazul, who was slain with an axe and then set on fire on 6 December last year, was killed by right-wing group members to observe Shaurya Divas that marked the 25th anniversary of Babri Masjid demolition in Ayodhya in 1992. The UIDAI has decided to enable face authentication for registration of Aadhaar in fusion mode on registered devices by July 1, 2018. How will the new feature work? Find out here. Hindutva groups staged a band and protested on the streets in Namli town of Ratlam district in Madhya Pradesh against the alleged expulsion of 20 students from a school over chanting of Bharat Mata slogan a few days ago. Pakistan has summoned Indian Deputy High Commissioner J.P. Singh to protest the deaths of 4 of its soldiers in firing across the line of control. Black is beautiful and bold. It exudes power, strength, authority, but never in history has black been used so visibly as a means of protest. But 2018 began with a change that stood for a united black protest against gender inequality, gender discrimination and sexual harassment. Here, Indian designers speak out about black fashion. Agree or disagree? Aziz Ansari is no Harvey Weinstein. He's not even your ordinary Hollywood guy. In a world of white men, Ansari went on to make a career using comedy to explore modern-day relationships. But when the news reports of Ansari's sexual assault broke, a lot of people on social media tried to defend him. Many are questioning the woman on why she didn't leave, and that is the problem with us. Yes, legally, Ansari has done nothing wrong. But in 2018, the conversation has to go beyond that. So, it's time to talk about Ansari and the woke misogynist of our times. 1 year after the massive marina protests on the sandy beaches of Tamil Nadu's capital city, Chennai, reverberated in the traditional Jallikattu country down south, the nation is still asking, what Jallikattu? Why Jallikattu protests? The protests of Pongal 2017 were not just about Jallikattu ban alone. It became a point of contact, an immediate purpose for collective expression, an expression of hurt, neglect and denial that the state's population had been feeling for long over issues such as the Kaveri water dispute and the Mullaperiyar storage case involving neighbouring states of Karnataka and Kerala respectively.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.